Discovery by Mrs. Sarah Ferrand. You opened a book and saw a photo of a man which made your heart stand still. Not extraordinary a feature, not unusual in bearing, but something deeper than thought recognized what thought could not, and tears came unbidden. You turned the pages and began to read and could not stop. So all of your life had been reading to this, had been a prelude to, a preparation for this, to finding the teachings and the grace of Ramana Maharshi. The central fact of the book sounded deceptively simple, and yet you were stirred to your depths just to read of it, that as a 17-year-old boy, when most boys are interested only in school and play, he realized his true nature to be deathless spirit. These two words, even now, in the stillness of contemplation, send shivers down your spine and tears spilling from your eyes. He lived for 70 years, a life of the utmost purity, simplicity, joy, and pondering over it filled you too with joy. The meaning of your own life began to reveal itself. It was as if fresh, sparkling rainwater and penetrated to the deepest roots of your being. The path to liberation was clearly described, and you only had to surrender to it, follow it to the end, until the moment when there would no longer be guru, devotee, world, but only deathless spirit. Fortunate beyond measure are we who have been drawn to him. Blessed must be his newly consecrated shrine. Bhagavan, we praise thee. An old devotee known for his childlike simplicity and intense devotion was at his evening prayers. One of his friends pulled him up to join the queue as it was almost ending. He hurried past, continuing his prayers, muttering them to himself on the middle of April 1950, to the room where it is called the Nirvana room in Ramanashramam. When he was just in front of Bhagwan, Bhagwan remarked, "The sun is setting." The almost inaudible words that he was just then chanting were, "O thou rising sun." They were in Persian language from the Zend Avastha.